Listening 225. Listen to Chati and complete.
Hi, I'm Chati, and I live in Thailand. My cousin works at the Khao Yai National Park, and he works with gibbons. When I visited him for a week, I volunteered at the sanctuary. I loved it! Before I went to the sanctuary, I had watched a documentary on TV. The narrator said that there was too much deforestation in Thailand. She said that gibbons didn't have enough places to live. I felt very sad when I heard this. There used to be a lot of gibbons in Thailand, but there aren't as many now. When I arrived, my cousin told me that I could sit with the gibbons when I gave them food. He said that I could hold their hand, too. It helps to stop them from being afraid of people. Gibbons live in trees all their life. They eat, sleep, and play in them. They can jump from one tree to the next tree very quickly. They are very difficult to see in some parts of the forest. Gibbons also make noises called duets because two gibbons make the noise. One gibbon calls and another gibbon replies. It sounds like they are asking and answering questions. Gibbons are prey for leopards. Leopards in the rainforests try to catch them for food. Gibbons also have other predators, like eagles and snakes. I thought that gibbons had paws, but they have fingers. They have hands and feet, like people. The Khao Yai National Park is a fantastic place to visit. You can see a lot of different animals there. There are more than 445 species of birds. One that I often saw was a colorful bird called a great hornbill. These birds have strong beaks like parrots, but longer. I loved volunteering at this amazing place, and I want to go back soon.